Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Ted Nugent says it's time for him to cut down on his violent political rhetoric. I think it's time I did the same. Also, I hope Mr. Nugent dies in a bloody hunting accident. See? I called him Mr. Much more respectful that way. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey-o!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Metal Injection Livecast. We are live.
Casting.
And it's Rob. Here with Sid.
Hey.
3D.
Yo.
And we got Noah here as well. The lovely Noah. The beautiful Noah. The brutal Noah.
Why do I get all
the
these adjectives?
Necrophobic Noah.
All right, what? Wait, what does that mean? She's afraid of the dead?
Mm-hmm.
Necrophobic. Can't control the paranoia. Scared
I'm only afraid of I only have necrophobic feelings towards dead bugs.
So you're afraid of dead bugs?
Yeah.
But if there was a dead body in your living room, you'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I'd like poke it, be curious
about it.
You'd
get smelly after a while.
I thought you were saying you're afraid of being raped after you're dead. Like you'd be a necrophiliaphobe.
I mean, I know that's a possibility, but I'm not afraid of it.
Once you're dead, you're gone. What do you care? How do you know that?
I've conceded the point that there's no empirical evidence that you are awake when you're dead. But what if?
What if what? Like
what
you
if?
Feel being raped after you're dead?
Yes. What
How
if?
Are you feeling?
We
you?
Don't know what
your
happens
heart,
when
well,
we die.
Your heart is not pumping. You have no blood circulating. What is the battery
you,
source?
But you couldn't even consent if you wanted to. So how do you
right.
know it's rape?
Well, here's my point on this very important topic. I'm 99.999% sure Rob is correct. But while I'm alive, I don't like the idea of my corpse being raped in the future.
I feel like we've got more important things to worry about. That's like low on the list of fears.
Right, I agree. It doesn't keep me up at night.
Yeah.
But if you ask me my opinion, I'd rather not have my corpse raped than have my
if
corpse
If there was
raped.
Like a survey,
yeah,
if that was
understood.
Part of the census, you would fill out the no corpse.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
When you go get your license, it's like, would you like to donate your organ?
Yes. To be raped by someone.
Yes. To be
yes.
raped? No.
You know what? I'm sure if there are people like Rob who don't care whether their bodily parts are raped after they're dead, and they could send their body parts to, like, not be raped. They
could
consent.
Like for a necrophiliac charity.
Yes. I give the full consent of do with my body whatever you want. Once I'm gone, I'm out of here.
Cut to 40 years from now, like an insane livecast listener shows up at your grave
and
with his dick out.
Only,
yeah.
Sure. Only 40 years?
I would rather not even be buried. I don't want to waste the land. Just cremate me.
That
like,
makes sense.
Burn me up and
you,
throw
you
me
would
in
take
it.
Up a lot of land, and that coffin would be expensive.
That's what I'm saying. Don't even worry about
all
it.
That. All those dead trees.
Burn me up.
What if they did something like they cut off your legs and cremated them just so you'd have a smaller casket?
No, all of it. All
what
of
if,
it.
Like they, what if they cut off your legs and burn those so your family could have something to put in an urn? But they give the rest of your body to go be like raped.
Sure, fine.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
I think
if donate my
legs
to someone who lost their legs in a car accident or something.
Well, there you have
I
it.
Have great legs. I
now, got but by the time you're
terrific
dead,
legs, wonderful legs,
they'll be all
the
wrinkly.
Most fantastic legs you have ever seen.
The thighs will be chafed from your low hanging balls.
My quads are huge. Don't even get me started on my glutes.
Huge. Okay.
Huge. They're wonderful. They're terrific.
People.
They're so meaty.
People
it's the best meat you will find.
Oh my God. Every week, Darren transforms
being.
More and more into Donald Trump. In the
I don't know. I got insulted last week that my Trump sucked. So
no way.
What do you think about Darren's Trump? Let us know. 213, why not?
By the way, I didn't even disagree with that. I think my Trump did suck at the start. It's a little better, but not great still.
Our phone number, 213-943-3688. You have a wonderful Trump, Darren. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I will fight this person.
I just had one of those burps with food.
What kind of food?
Like a puke burp?
Yeah, puke burp. That was kind of gross.
A burp.
Had a little bit of Thai food before you guys came over.
Was it acidy? Like, did it burn your throat?
Yeah.
What kind of Thai food?
Just basil fried rice.
Mm. No protein in there?
I have tofu.
Okay.
Mm.
Acceptable.
Any real protein?
No, just the artificial kind. I wanted to go light because I've been constipated.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
hot.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
You better be careful. You could be like that guy that got that like 30, 40-pound tumor pulled out of him.
Oh.
Constipation. It wasn't a tumor. It was just like that.
It's not a tumor.
But it was like a giant 40-pound
blob.
It
was disgusting.
I don't understand how that could be in somebody. Like,
he just
you'd like
he was
to find
pregnant.
Out, though.
What?
Yeah. The guy just
no,
thought he was pregnant.
I don't
want to
see that videotape. We'll post it on the social media if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. If you hate yourself and want to look at a 40-foot turd.
Make sure to like us, facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast or on Twitter at @MILivecast. Post all throughout the week. We post fun stuff. We share some stuff. But Chuck Blandington mentioned the new. Oh, I should mention before we get into Ted Nugent, we have a very special guest who we will be calling.
Is it Ted Nugent?
Just a few minutes. It is not Ted Nugent.
Same industry.
Far cooler. Vincent Bennett, the singer of Acacia Strain, going to come back on the show. He was on episode like 137 or something like that.
Jeez.
Talking about his new album, Grave Bloom.
What's more surprising, that we're still doing this podcast all these years later, or that his band is still together all these years later?
That's something we can ask him.
What surprises you more personally?
I'm surprised more that we're still doing this podcast.
Okay. Really?
How dare
Why?
You?
Because I thought I'd be sick of you guys and become like super famous and could like forget about you guys and, you know, dump it.
So you're saying the podcast still existing is a failure on your part, basically.
Not so many words.
All right.
The parser strikes again.
Thanks, Rob.
That would be your CB handle
I'm
if you were a truck
kidding.
Driver.
The
or
parser.
Okay.
I like
I'd
it.
Get parsley on everything I order.
So we'll be talking to Vincent in just a little bit. Don't you dare call him Vince. He doesn't like it.
What about V-Dog?
You still
have a cat named Vincent.
It's true. Are you kicking Bruno?
Kicking Bruno.
Stop doing
that. Noah's beautiful, adorable
dog. Does the cat get mad when you call him Vince?
I don't really call him Vince.
There you go.
Vinny Boo Boo sometimes.
I dare you to call Vincent from the Acacia Strain Vinny Boo Boo.
If he deserves it, if he's all cute and cuddly with me, I might.
Yeah, he has to nuzzle your crotch if to get that name.
Little Vinny Boo Boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
Great.
We're off to a great start here.
Well,
at least we're talking about poop that isn't ours for once.
Well, just a second ago we were.
Yeah.
Well, as I was saying, Ted Nugent, speaking of poop, speaking of big dumps of poop, Ted Nugent.
Teddy Boo Boo.
Teddy Poo Poo.
Teddy Poo Poo.
Teddy Poo Poo was in the news. So, you know, for those of you listening years in advance, a week and a half ago or something like that, there was a shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Why are these congressmen playing baseball and not fucking up our healthcare bill? Like,
they could do
doing
well.
Work.
Well, the Congress has already had their.
Oh, that's right. They've already submitted it. Yeah. So why can't they figure out other ways to fuck up our country instead of playing baseball? But anyway.
You got to relax, Rob, at some point, right?
Yeah.
Got to have fun. Can't always be fucking up the country.
So they were having a practice for this annual game, Democrats versus Republicans. And I guess a shooter showed up. A liberal.
Well.
A Bernie bro.
No, we don't know actually what he was. We know that he did some event for Bernie Sanders.
His Facebook
one time.
Page had like a Bernie Sanders cover photo.
Right. But he was also like a really entrenched Russia conspiracy theory guy too. So it's murky. I don't, you know, it's hard to
say. So you're saying if
you
get a Russian conspiracy theory,
no,
be a party supporter?
I'm saying I think those two things are usually opposed. But I also think it's he's a crazy person.
Yeah,
really.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so it's hard to say he had one ideology.
It doesn't matter that he's a liberal or a conservative. Like anybody can be.
I know, but I think people led with that in order to.
Of course, yeah, no, it's the bullshit.
So I'm trying to counter that. You know, not that you were doing that.
Yeah, it's the bullshit finger pointing at the support, like at large, as opposed to just this one lunatic.
He's a nut, so who he supported is irrelevant.
So he started shooting and whatever, and so after the shoot, oh, he shot a congressman, right? Mm-hmm. A whip. I never knew this was the third most important position in the
majority whip.
The majority whip.
It means his grandfather owned slaves.
That's what I was like, what is this? Anyway, I had to look it up, but since that, Ted Nugent, like pretty high up on the piece of shit scale,
mm-hmm.
on the piece of shit meter, he announced he decided to be more selective with his rants and his words.
Oh, thank goodness.
He goes, at the tender age of 69,
yeah.
My wife has convinced me I just can't use those harsh terms.
Wait, she's 69 or he is?
No, she's 13 years old.
Yeah, she's 13.
That was my next joke.
She's 69.
I know she ain't 69.
I cannot and will not, and I encourage even my friends / enemies on the left in the Democrat and liberal world that we have got to be civil to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to engage in a kind of hateful rhetoric anymore. Now, our friends at Metal Sucks, they had a great collection of quotes that he said in the past. Mm-hmm. But also, before, there's a little more to this quote. Then he goes, if it gets fiery, if it gets hateful, I'm going away.
Oh, good. Thank God. Yeah,
but
can
I,
we get fiery and hateful so he'll go away?
Continue being feisty. I've got to get my psyche in tune so that I can still hold the ground and I can be feisty. I could be fiery, I could be passionate, but I will avoid anything that can be interpreted as condoning or referencing violence.
Now, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time anyone gave a shit what Ted Nugent thought about
He's on Fox News all the time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, fine.
Mike Huckabee is very interested.
Anyone under 70, though.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the best part. Nugent claims he's never referenced violence,
yeah,
even though he said some smart-ass stuff in the past. And Metal Sucks did a great write-up where they collected all of these violent quotes he said.
Let's hear it.
If Barack Obama becomes the next president in November again, I will either be dead or in jail by this time next year.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound like violence. That sounds
not
like
specific. Well, why is he
that
in
sounds
jail?
Like yeah. That sounds like Obama is going to arrest him. It's stupid and paranoid for
okay.
sure, but it's not violent.
The race baiting industry saw an opportunity to further the racist careers of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, the mm-hmm. Black Panthers, President Obama and mm-hmm. Attorney General Eric Holder mm-hmm. et al., who then swept down on the Florida community, refusing to admit that the 17-year-old dope-smoking, racist gangsta wannabe
mm-hmm.
Trayvon Martin
oh my God.
Was at all responsible for his bad decisions and standard modus operandi of always taking the violent route.
Mm-hmm.
That's not him saying anything
right.
violent again.
It's, again, extremely
yeah,
stupid.
Stupid. But not specifically yeah. violent.
And racist, too. He's a yeah. gangster wannabe. Why? Because he's black?
Because he wore a hoodie.
Yeah. Okay.
And was black.
The fuck does he want to be then with the fucking stupid cowboy hat
yeah,
from 1903?
He wants to be a statutory
cowboy.
Rapist. That's what he wants.
I think he's already achieved that.
He wants to be a cowboy, baby.
He is no wannabe statutory rapist.
He is just.
Let's not slander him.
He's
well achieved.
Committed.
Mission accomplished.
Statutory rapist. Are you a statutory rapist?
Don't call.
Don't call. If you're not.
Anyone
though,
else?
213 Wide Nut. That's the phone number. We have some voicemails. We have some hate mail as well. I want to remind everyone that you can send us a voice memo, or if you don't want to hear your voice, you can just email us a question or comment. hatemail@metalinjection.net. That's the email address.
Why would someone not want to hear their own voice.
Maybe they just hate themselves so much.
A little insecure, you know, I don't know.
Maybe they're Mongolian.
Impression.
Fucking the Mongolians.
And keep kicking Bruno over
Could
here.
Could you stop kicking my dog?
I have big legs. Maybe I need to cremate him.
Just sit still.
That's so good.
Does anyone have a saw?
No.
Don't suggest that for Bruno. What are you talking about?
Bruno,
they want to saw you.
Bruno, move. Good boy.
I won't let them saw you, Bruno. Aww, okay.
He's showing his belly.
Well, I also wanted to talk about this Nickelback video.
Nickelback.
I know you didn't mean to, but you almost turned that into a racial slur. It sounded like.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's you. That's however you want to interpret it. But Nickelback.
Okay, Ted Nugent.
What? Come on. Nickelback.
Yes.
There's
now
no
I'm self-conscious
H.
about it.
There's no H in
so,
Nickelback.
So the singer Chad Kroeger. Now this guy, has got to be, like, you know, he's a millionaire.
Yes. Oh, many times over.
Many times over, and he's a total joke. Like, imagine your life's work being kind of a butt of a joke.
Widely made fun of and hated.
And not in his mind, not given the credit he deserves. So he was a little buzzed doing this interview, and he kind of went on. And it's pretty good. So I started a little before the quote where he kind of throws Corey Taylor under the bus. But listen to this insanity that he's spewing. I want to play. I'm so glad there's audio.
It's cool to have freedom to write whichever song you like.
Great. But we had that before. I mean, we could write heavy.
Is he
like
in his
like,
room
damn
or something?
It looks
just
like
drinking?
he's in like a radio office. This is in Sweden, like
it's
like a label
in
office.
Bedroom drinking and doing a
It's definitely
interview.
Not in his bedroom.
Now,
he would not invite. He has a mansion probably. He's not inviting people in his bedroom.
Before you go on, I just I watched this whole thing and I did not perceive that he was drunk at all. I mean, where's that coming from?
Oh, he has a beer. Right,
he's drinking a beer, but I feel like he's just a nut. Like,
I feel like he's definitely a little loose tongue. You could kind of see it in his face.
Okay.
So let's play a little more of the song. I'll let you know when it hits me that he might be.
Go ahead.
Well, still, it must be cool to have freedom to write whichever song you like.
Great. But we had that before.
I don't think I've ever heard him talk before.
Me
I don't
either.
Think I've ever listened to him. So like,
I don't think I've heard him sing before.
Like, I've heard him sing. It's unavoidable.
That's true.
But I've been
in a gap.
I don't think I've ever actually heard him give an interview, so it's kind of jarring to hear his pseudo-Canadian accent.
And it's very different from how, you know, with that, like, very fake bro
Jarl,
singing that he does. Like, yeah. Hearing at a phonograph. You know that shit from his sphincter that he sings.
I mean, we could write heavy, like damn near metal. And on the other end, we could write this very melodic love story. You know, whatever we want, or something that would make you cry.
So they could do metal or
damn near metal.
Damn near metal. Or a love story or something that can make you cry. Metal cannot be a love story or make you cry. Just so you know.
Friend that just died or your mom or your dad or make you think about the choices that you make on a daily basis, whether it's if everyone cared or if it was when we stand together or something like that.
Mushroom.
Or something that just made you feel good and want to go out and drink with your buddies, like Burning to the Ground or something like that. Like our music is – I can't think of another band.
Oh, boy.
What a hump.
Here it comes. When the interviewer thinks of another band, you could see his demeanor on his face change of like, how dare you? Like, do you know who? Like, he kind of pulls like a diva move.
That's as diverse as we are. I can't. And I don't think that's me talking from pride or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you name me another band that could play?
I would say Stone Sour, right out of the
Stone Sour.
Stone Sour is like
Foo Fighters.
Very diverse,
that's what I was. Yeah, that's the same world, and they do the stuff that he actually just
also,
said.
Also, yeah, it's like you know.
But I thought he was kidding. I thought he said Stone Sour because the guy's mad at Slipknot.
No. That's what it. But has anybody ever described Nickelback as diverse?
Well,
I've never heard that. I'm like, wow, they have such range.
How many people have you ever heard describe Nickelback positively at all?
Right.
You have, maybe they do, but it's not in our world that we know of these descriptions.
Label reps describe.
Yeah. Like the electronic press kit.
But even
the one
sheet. The handful of, even the label reps and even the few people who like Nickelback would not list diversity as what they like about Nickelback. It's like the same wheelhouse over and over, and that's what they like, and they don't vary from it, which is okay if that's what you want, but don't tell me they're diverse. Get the fuck out of here.
Or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking
now
about.
Now the good stuff.
Can you name me another band that could play?
I would say Stone Sour, right out of the...
Stone Sour?
Stone Sour. Very diverse.
Well, I just see it like, it's almost like a Seinfeld episode. You could see him, like, he picks up the beer, and he, like, when he says Stone Sour, he starts, like, looking at the guy, looking at the beer, and, like, fiddling with his hands, like, twirling the beer around. He's so uncomfortable.
It's like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? And then the mirror gives a different name, and you want to break the mirror.
Can you name me another band that could play...
I would say Stone Sour, right out of the...
Stone Sour
is like very diverse too.
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback.
Oh! Again, I don't think Stone Sour has ever been described as quote try. Who tries to be Nickelback?
I'm sure there are bands. They're like in junior high school.
Yeah.
Starting out, Rob, I've heard like half a Stone Sour song in my life. Is the guy accurate in their diversity? They're also not diverse.
Oh, Stone Sour? No, they're diverse. They have heavier, like more metal song, but now they do more like radio rock.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would be fair to say.
Okay.
But they're nowhere near as big as Nickelback.
Oh, of course.
It's an unfair comparison.
But also think about the question, like what's more diverse than Nickelback? Every single band that's ever.
Yeah.
How could Stone Sour not fit into that
discussion? Yeah, it's true.
So then he
the Ramones. The Ramones are less diverse.
Okay, that's AC/DC.
Yeah,
all right.
Nickelback.
You have to really think of them.
So he says Nickelback light and then takes a big swig of beer.
Me, another band that could play.
I would say it's very diverse too.
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback.
Big swig.
Maybe.
Corey Taylor has said some really nasty things about me before in the press. And he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me. Show me. Write one. I've yet to hear one.
Write one.
You're okay.
I like that his voice also gets high pitched when he gets defensive.
They sound like Nickelback light. Corey Taylor has said some really...
You can really see him stewing before saying this,
too. He's definitely angry.
Nasty things about me before in the press. And he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me.
Show me.
Write one. He talks about how easy it is to write a hit song.
I wonder
song.
If he's going to break into the Edith Bunker voice.
Show me.
Yeah.
Archie! Show me a hit song! That's how diverse they are. They're going to do a song with Edith Bunker voice.
Not as good as Nickelback.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
As good as Nickelback.
Show me. Write one. I've yet to hear one. You're okay. They're not as good as Nickelback.
No big whoop.
They sound like Nickelback light. We were signed to the same label. They had to put on masks and jump around. How good can your music be if you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up in your own masks every night? I mean, music shouldn't come with a gimmick. Music should just be music.
Thanks for telling us what music
None of my favorite music comes with a gimmick.
Music should all be, every song sounds exactly the same, and you look like every guy in a bar everywhere.
Yeah, music should be photographed.
Yeah.
And he's got tired. Sitting behind the mask, he wanted people to know what he looks like, so he started Stone Sour.
That's inaccurate. Stone Sour actually formed before Slipknot.
What?
Yeah,
really?
This is band before.
It's a Mr. Bungle situation.
So, and then the interviewer kind of gets awkward and like moves away from it, which I was like, no, like press him some more.
This is like a radio guy that just wants to keep it happy-go-lucky. Probably wants them to play their festival.
Maybe, but we'll get to Corey Taylor actually responded today because of course he did. But we'll get to that in a little bit. We actually have to get to our big interview. Big time.
Excited.
Corey Taylor actually responded today because of course he did.
Whoa.
But we'll get to
you
that in a little bit.
Yourself?
We actually have to.
Vincent is repeating our show.
Interview. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about the echoes, bros.
You Chad Krager here?
That's okay. We've only been doing this for 9 years.
Back after this. If you want to talk to Vincent, by the way, you can dial us up.
Not Sid's cat, right?
No, no, no. Vincent Bennett.
He's sleeping right now. He's full of food.
Aww.
What's the number, Rob? Sorry.
213-WIDENUT. That's 213. What's the rest of it? 943-368.
Can I ask him what bands are more diverse than Nickelback?
That's going to be my first question.
Hello?
Hello, Vincent. This is Rob. You're on the metal section.
Hi, Rob.
Welcome back. You're here with Noah, Sid,
hey,
Darren,
yo,
and myself.
So many people.
So many people. Where are you? Where do you find yourself at the moment?
Right now, I'm sitting in a parking lot in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is 103 degrees outside.
Wow. And you are on the Warped Tour. You're on Warped Tour. Are you on the tour all summer? Warped Tour?
100% of the summer is dedicated to Warped Tour. I think the last day is August 6th, and I already wish I was dead.
It's only been like a week or so, right?
We played 2 shows.
Oh, I see.
And then the past 3 days we've had off.
And well,
I don't
so
understand it either.
Yeah, you've been doing this a while now, and you're back on the road on Warped Tour. Is it still? Obviously, it's not fun. You said you want to be back already. how do you keep going?
Yeah.
How do you keep motivated?
It's 15 degrees outside.
Yeah.
He's in a parking lot.
How do you keep doing it, man?
I really don't know. I guess it's because I don't know how to do anything else. I have no talent. I have no skills. And the only thing I know how to do is jump around and yell into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly asking myself, like, why the fuck? Am I eat? Can I fuck? Can I say fuck?
Yeah, say what you want.
All right. Well, why the fuck am I still doing this? This is miserable. Like I said, I'm sitting in a parking lot in Albuquerque and I'm melting, basically. And then I get up on stage and I kind of see that, you know, a good amount of the crowd is into it. So that's what keeps me going. Like, I feel like I would disappoint people if I stopped. Some people, anyways. A lot of people would probably be excited that I stopped, but the people who do care, like, would be bummed out. And I don't know. It means a lot to me that people give a shit.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, what keeps me motivated.
That's a very sweet answer. I like that. That makes sense. Obviously, like, for all that sucks about Warped Tour, there's that half hour or whatever that you're on stage that it's like, oh yeah, this is why I'm doing it.
You see people who are like, this is the reason I'm here. This is awesome. You know, and even people who are like not familiar with us are kind of getting into it, which is cool. This is why a band like us does Warped Tour, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like if, you know, when I was like 19, they took jalapeno poppers off the Burger King dollar menu, and I was really bummed out about it. And I feel like that's similar to if a case of strain stopped touring. Like, we're the jalapeno poppers of the metal world.
I see. You don't want to be some kid's jalapeno poppers.
Exactly. I don't want to disappoint them. So 5 jalapeno poppers for a dollar, 1 a case of strain for however much.
Right. Well, you can get 1 Acacia Strain June 30th when you guys put out your new album,
Grave Bloom.
And,
yeah.
Digging the music.
Thank you. You like it?
I do like it. I mean, you guys are great. I always like the Acacia Strain. I always like watching guys live. You guys are like an espresso shot.
Are you going to Warped Tour?
Yeah, actually, I've never been to Warped Tour, but
really?
This is the first year that I'm like, well, there's so many metal bands and not any metal fests going on, I might just go to hang out.
Are there any ska bands this year?
Have you
heard of any? Yeah. What's it? Streetlight Manifesto is on it.
Okay.
I think Big D and the Kids Table is on it. Goldfinger is kind of a ska punk band, and Goldfinger rules, so.
Big D and the Kids Table still exist?
Oh, yeah. Weird, right?
They played the Temple.
I think they're a...
You book them all the time. In a basement.
They're like
a
Warped Tour mainstay.
God bless them.
Yeah. They're like one of my first ska bands when I was like 15. It was like 170 years ago.
Give some ska shout-outs.
Ska shout-outs? Well, Real Big Fish is great. Oh, Safe Ferris is on the tour too, which that blew my mind. Spring-Heeled Jack, I used to like. I'm from Massachusetts, so ska was like a huge deal. Spring-Heeled Jack, obviously Mighty Mighty Bosstones, even though they had that radio song, they're still like stuck to the underground. Big D and the Kids Table with toasters were great. There was just like,
you know, the suicide machines.
Suicide machines are going to be on Warped Tour eventually, I think.
They've been like on eight Warped Tours.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, they're on like half of it this year, I think. That's what one of my friends told me, but he might be a liar.
I saw them a couple.
There was a lot of like
screaming about MTV. It was weird.
There's a lot of bowling references in ska bands. Like there was one a band called like 710 Split, and there was like a lot of bowling bands.
Bowling?
Which I don't know what.
Right, they're just
yeah.
A
bowling
pop.
Were they a ska band though?
I think they were pop punk.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a wonderful ska discussion we're having here.
That's a discussion.
I mean, ska is what got me into like the underground music scene. Like I was like 14, 15 years old, and like, you know, ska's not like it's easily accessible, but it was still underground at the time. And like I had like a friend whose like sister was big into ska music, and she like got me into it. And she was like, "Yeah, come to a show." And I was like, you know, a young child, and I just kind of like, "Oh wow, this isn't like a normal concert," you know, like, and then like through that. What's that?
There were people in suspenders and suits, pork pie.
It was
hats.
Like, weird. Everyone's wearing Doc Martens and pork pies, and like everyone was wearing checkerboard stuff, and they're smoking clove cigarettes, which I thought was weird. I still think it's weird.
Okay.
But then, like through that, like I saw like I used to get flyers for like Earth Crisis shows and like stuff like that. So I just started like going to those because I had nothing else to do. I was a young child, and it kind of just opened my mind up to a lot of different kinds of music. It's cool.
So it was Earth Crisis.
Shout out to Scott.
Like a heavier, more heavier stuff?
Yeah, well, that was one of my first like heavier shows was like this local promoter used to put on this thing called the Really Loud Music Fest. And like the first show I went to was like Converge and Coalesce and like ISIS's third show, not the terrorist organization, but the band. And Cave In played.
Terrible.
I've never seen the terrorist organization play, but I heard they're bad. Like they can't draw more than like 45 people a night.
That's what it is at the beginning of the show. At the end of the show,
I was gonna
much less. But...
Jesus. All right. Well, next question.
Well, you're on Warped Tour. What is it like? You know, what do you do all day? You're usually at in the middle of nowhere. You can't really like walk into town for the most part. You're like right here. You're parking lots or. I don't know what that was. There was like an alien spaceship landing or something.
Somebody from Rancid just drove by on a scooter.
I saw, we just sit. Like, we're a very antisocial band. We don't like friendship. And, like, we just kind of hang out and people come to us. But, yeah, we really just sit. Sometimes we make food. My tour manager's like starting. He's gonna start setting up D&D campaigns because that's how nerdy we actually are. We play Dungeons and Dragons. But other than that, it's just like really like sit under the shade and try not to get heat stroke. Really, drink lots of seltzer water.
We're all drinking that right now.
We're all big fans of seltzer water.
Right.
Yeah. What's your go-to seltzer brand?
Vintage,
but we do have soda stream.
You know what? I roll my own. I got a soda stream.
Yeah.
I make it
wow, that's. I didn't take you for like a bougie human being, Rob, but I get it.
Oh my God.
Where have you
Rob
been?
Very well.
What?
Rob puts the boo in bougie.
Seriously.
And
you,
the G.
Wow.
I put the G in
wow,
bougie.
Wow, both.
Well, you put the whole
ooh,
word.
Because
in.
I am obsessed with seltzer, and it just. It's more practical.
Just took...
Roll your own. It's like anyway, it's like $80 for the.
He has his
thing.
Own seltzer maker. He has his own milk frother. He's brunching every goddamn day. This kid avocado toast.
Wow. Avocado toast.
I will not do avocado toast because it is bullshit to me that avocado on bread is like $9. That's not $9.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe $3.
Okay, bread.
Make your own avocado toast. It'll cost you 60 cents.
$9 for a slice of avocado.
Artisanal bread.
I got your artisanal bread right here.
All
right,
let the guests talk. Jeez.
It's not about you, Rob.
Just make your own bread. You're already making your own salsa. Just make your own bread and grow your own avocados.
You're right.
What else you got?
But this okay. So if I'm not doing the soda stream, let's see. What would my go-to brand be? I really like the Canada Dry.
Seagram's?
Where this? Yeah, the
Canada Dry. Those have sodium in them.
Oh no, I don't like any with the sodium. I just like the sometimes I go for flavor. Maybe I like the polar.
They have polar in New York City?
Yeah,
polar,
yeah.
Yeah.
Polar is great.
Oh, polar is that's my go-to. They have so many options.
Yeah. Some of them are, I don't know, like a raspberry or a cherry. I feel they're too dry. I just get even thirstier.
No. You got to do these summer flavors that they come out with. There's a pineapple grapefruit one right now that's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mango limeade, also good. And it's funny when you introduce someone who's never had seltzer to seltzer because they think they're going to get like a sweet soda and then they just want to throw up.
I feel there's
they hate it. They hate it at first. People just get used to it and they start loving it. I'm a major proponent of converting people into drinking seltzer and staying away from soda because soda's so bad for you.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is what they're addicted to is the carbonation. It's not necessarily the sugar.
The bubbles. It feels so good to drink a nice seltzer while you're eating your food and then just let out this burp that just clears you out. So refreshing.
Yeah.
It's more refreshing than the actual drinking.
What about ginger ale? How do you feel about ginger ale?
Too sweet.
Ginger ale reminds me of throwing up. You get that just associated like Pavlov's dog like sort of association with it. Like I only drink it when I am sick, so I drink it when I'm not sick. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Okay, I
completely understood. Yeah, maybe we need to send this whole clip to Polar to get all of us endorsed by Polar Seltzer.
I love Polar. They love me. I've been. They asked me to tour the factory in Worcester.
What?
I've just been so busy.
I want a
seltzer right off the line.
We need to drive up there.
Rob,
and do
just go
a
and
metal
say
injection.
That you're Vincent and get that free tour. Steal that shit while
the next metal fest.
I just imagine like a Niagara Falls of seltzer, like a big waterfall of just carbonated.
It's like a Willy Wonka.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob is the polar bear. From the label.
This is a game in high school. Rob, you can be their mascot and not even have to wear a costume.
You put the boo in bougie.
And the G.
You can't take the whole word.
Yeah.
You have one
you
or the
other. He'll take everything.
I live life to the fullest. What can I say?
Wow. Are you a Viking?
I am not a Viking, no.
You take people's land?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm big on sharing.
All right, good. It's an important lesson to learn, sharing.
Now, being on the road, I want to ask you, do you hit towns where you're like, oh, this is going to be like Trump country? Like, are there certain stops on the road where you're like, this is going to be a far more conservative audience? Who do you not give a shit about?
I haven't toured since the election, so it's like I'm kind of just like wondering, I guess. Obviously, like some places are going to be Trumpier than others, but like this is also Warped Tour, so it's like I don't actually get to see the city and the people in the city because, like I said, we're mostly in the middle of parking lots and fields, and there's not a lot of like there's no off-campus activity, but it's Warped Tour, so like I don't know, like it's. You'd be surprised in the punk rock and hardcore and metal world, like how many people actually do support that. But I don't know if it's going to be like a loud, outspoken, like, yeah, I am a Trump supporter, because most of the people that go to Warped Tour, you're on the other side of the fence from them. So you don't want to like, I don't know. It's this whole fucking situation is just so odd to me that I can't even like put it to words.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like
And, you know, sometimes in the past, like last year or 2 years ago, they had like this anti-abortion tent at Warped. Like sometimes Warped Tour, you know, they have like these political entities.
There was?
Yeah. I don't know if they're there
Anti-abortion?
But listen, I completely agree with that. You should not be getting an abortion at the Warped Tour. That's disgusting.
Well, they were just both
Why?
Tent? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know.
But there's an abortion tent. Like, then they
three
had
abortions.
Or
give me a free sterilization tent.
But some sort of like
I'm okay.
Some sort of like Christian, you know, like you know those Christians.
I do know them, yeah.
You just mean MXPX was on the bill. That's all you're trying to say.
I've met a couple of those Christians. I heard they don't like those abortions.
Not a fan.
But,
yeah, they had a pro-life tent. Rock for Life was the non.
Wow. Really? I thought that was for, like, anti-suicide. Because there's a bunch of, like, anti-suicide ones. It was whatever, you know. Like, yeah, please don't commit suicide on Warped Tour. But also, I guess don't have abortions there either. I don't want to be responsible.
No, suicide is not there. Like, hey, if you want to commit suicide, that's
but
if you got a baby inside you, don't you dare touch that baby. Or
I don't want to be responsible for either of those things. So, like, during our set, I don't want to be like, hey, remember that time someone had an abortion? During that song? That was crazy. I don't know if we'd ever be allowed on Warped Tour again.
At the same time, you're not going to be like, this next song goes out to the fine folks at the Rock for Life tent. You know, and then
it'd be like a GWAR show. There'd be blood and placenta everywhere on the stage.
But it would be, yeah.
They're also on Warped.
It's just like, see, they are on Warped. It's fucking weird. It's great. No, it's don't get me wrong. It's great, but it's just like weird to see because you hear like especially within the past 10 years, you hear the word you hear Warped Tour, and you're like, oh yeah, this band, you know, like Swoop Hair and like tight jeans and neon colors, and then you see now this year it's like GWAR and you're like holy shit. So like these kids, like Warped Tour kind of has a built-in audience, so these kids are coming to Warped Tour and seeing GWAR for the first time, and their current singer has fucking two dicks.
Yeah.
You know, they both shoot different things, and this is just like a teenager walking by going what the fuck and just like getting introduced to GWAR for the first time, which is, I think is amazing.
Yeah,
because you could convert some people into thinking like, oh, maybe music isn't that serious. This dude has two dicks.
Because when the singer shoots things out of one dick, it's like really just kind of, you know, pedestrian.
You got to be diverse.
But when you have two dicks, Jesus.
I mean, you expect to see at least one dick at Warped Tour, but you're seeing two dicks at one time.
How many dicks have you seen so far in the week that you've been, or two or three days that you've been on Warped Tour?
How many separate dicks?
Yes. Unique dick.
Well, aside from the GWAR dick?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen any dicks, but I've only played two shows.
Two shows, no dick.
Two shows, no dick. I'm getting stonewalled here.
Gotta get out there, man.
Bunch of prudes.
So
if you're listening to this and you're coming to the New Jersey or Philly or Long Island Warped Tour, just pull your dick out during our set. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. I'm going to get kicked off Warped Tour. I don't want to get kicked off. Please don't pull your dick out. I'm sorry. I'm just
but
kidding.
But I will say, in San Francisco, public nudity is legal. So if you want to pull your dick out, you will not be put on a sex offender register.
Well, fair enough.
It's still like a private.
I'm just like.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just like writing myself off Warped Tour already. I'm telling people to get abortions during our set. I'm telling people to commit suicide. I'm telling people to pull their dicks out. Please don't do any of these things. I do not support it.
But check with your local laws before doing any of these things. Nudity, abortion.
Now, I'm not saying anyone should get an abortion during Warped Tour. But if you were do it during a GWAR set. Because no one will notice.
Yeah, they'll think
it's
no one would know. GWAR abortion.
Wonderful.
A mosh carriage.
it's a good band. It's a hardcore band.
I wonder if anyone's ever
mosh carriage.
A stroller into a mosh pit.
I'm sure.
I've seen wheelchairs.
I saw a woman in Seattle bring her stroller into the Warped Tour, and I was very upset about it.
That seems unsafe.
Your baby does not like Bless the Fall. Let's be real.
Well, you know, Vincent, thank you so much for taking some time talking to us. That was great.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've got nothing else to do today, so you guys are just like a part of it, I guess.
Aww.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
thanks for being a part of my day. Hey, I love Metal Injection. I love you guys. Metal Sucks are cool, too, but they're kind of bullies. You guys are less bullies than them. So.
What did they do that were bullying?
I don't know. They don't. I don't know. They're, you know them. They're bullies. I love Metal Sucks, too. I'm just... I'm just bullying them on your website. That's all.
Okay. Fine with that.
Okay,
no.
We're all friends.
Yeah, we're all buddies. But,
no, I know. I know. That's why I'm talking shit on your website about that.
Well, I want to mention we were just listening to this Chad Kroeger interview, and he asked, name a band more diverse than Nickelback. So I want to.
That made my brain explode. That one quote. Because I was like reading it, and I was like, all right, it's just Chad Kroeger being Chad Kroeger. It's just, you know, it's just Cortero being Cortero, which is cool. Like, Cortero rules. Like, I love how outspoken he is because he has everything to back it up. Chad Kroeger is just 100% ego, and it drives me crazy. And I never expected in a million years to hear that, like, see that come out of anyone's mouth ever. You know, like, that's such a bold thing to say, especially about Nickelback.
Yeah.
Could they possibly be?
Figure out who wasn't more diverse than Nickelback.
Yeah, like where?
Exactly.
Who was diverse?
Texas, anyway. Like Florida Georgia Line is more diverse than Nickelback.
It does cover two states.
You know? They cover two
states. Actually, no, it's just the line.
Oh, damn it.
It's just the line. Well, you could stand in both if you're on the line.
Good point.
All right. Well,
how thin is a border when you think about it?
No, which made my brain explode.
How diverse is Nickelback when you think about it?
The new Acacia Strain album is Grave Bloom. We're going to play a track right now. Play The Big Sleep.
10 days.
Coming out June 30th. You can pre-order it now. We'll have a link on the page. Thank you, Vincent. We're going to let you go.
Thanks for having me. You can buy it on the Warped Tour starting on the 24th also. So if you're coming, you can buy it at our tent.
Very nice.
Before it's out. Very nice. A little perk.
Any jalapeno poppers
thank you, guys.
For sale?
I'm gonna throw them out in the crowd during our set.
Any ska guy suspenders available for sale?
Unfortunately, no. We got rid of them the first show. It was crazy. Couldn't keep them in stock.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Vincent from the Acacia Strain.
That was awesome.
Wonderful guest. Here's Big...
The world is your red, the man, not your fucking drug.
That was the Acacia Strain with Big Sleep. The new album, Grave Bloom, is out on June 30th. Thanks so much to Vincent for sitting in on the show with us. He was a great guest, always wonderful.
You should get him in studio sometime.
Would you call him... Wait, what's the pet name you call Vincent?
Vinny Boo Boo.
I wouldn't, because he wouldn't like that. I think we should do an episode, a live episode.
From the Warped Tour?
No, from the Polar Seltzer Factory.
Road
As
trip?
Seltzer is being made, we...
It's probably very noisy. You wouldn't be able to hear us talking over all the machinery.
The bottling plant.
It would be a very unique episode.
How much is Polar paying us for this episode?
Yeah, seriously.
I hope...
This is a freebie.
Well, like we send them a clip later,
yeah.
then they pay us?
Well, show me. Show me.
Show me was better than Nickelback. Who's more diverse?
Has he, like, come out with, like, an apology after the fact?
No.
Or like that? No?
Show me.
And you said that Corey Taylor responded.
Corey Taylor responded, and did he ever, you know?
I would not, like, Corey Taylor has such good oral skills.
Well, I beg your pardon?
Hello.
Well, are we still talking about this drama here?
Does he leave the mask on?
I would never want to get into a verbal altercation with Corey Taylor.
Well, that's easy. Just don't praise Nickelback and shit on his
Let's
band.
See if I can get the audio of this, because he was...
The new AC unit.
A lot of you.
Wait, let's hear this.
Let's hear this thing.
From the top.
Hold on. Let's...
From the top of the World Trade Center.
Are you just like bringing up this podcast?
The new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD Tempe.
It is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD. Larry DeFeely,
listen to this radio station. We need like we've been talking about this for like 5 years. We need these fucking stingers done already. When are we going to get that happening?
The only thing stopping us is ourselves.
From the top of the... Corey Taylor and Josh Rand. And, of course, you know what? We've also got John Holmberg in the studio as well. It's very nice to have him in here because, you know, if he wasn't in here, it would just be a lot of you mad at me.
Well, he's just... Well, I mean, he's a huge fan of Josh Rand, who's also here. Josh Rand...
Easy.
I'm not either. I don't want that getting out there.
I believe the phrase Larry used
Reception.
Was most
best
band.
What's
best? Oh, you're the hung.
The
word hung.
Hung.
You're the
one.
That,
yeah. Let's get back to the hung. The hung jury. Cause the jury's out on that. All right. People don't know.
Has there been? No, they all sound
proof. Has there been a contest?
No, that was our sound effect.
Oh,
you lost. Corey lost.
That's not the point.
You wouldn't be so defensive.
It was recap what you know.
Why can't the cameraman just keep the camera in focus?
So apparently he just was like...
He's drunk like Chad Krieger.
Just started going. Like, he snapped on Stone Sour, dude.
Yeah.
Like, not only Stone Sour, but Slipknot, which, dude, you're an idiot.
You don't snap on that.
Yo, dude.
Hold on. He had to tell the guy that he's in Slipknot, which you're in, dude.
No. Oh, wait. That's...
With Slipknot, which you're in, dude. Oh, thanks. I forgot what band I was in. Appreciate that.
Yeah, which is pretty funny.
And then said... you said that at one point you said bad things about him and said it's easy to write a hit song, and he said, so then go ahead and write
it. You know what? I've never said it was easy to write a hit song.
Well, that's
I don't know.
From there, it's said? Just, I don't know, it's on there.
What the hell planet he's living on? Apparently it's Planet Kroger, because it's there must be good weed there, because he's an idiot.
In all honesty.
Okay.
In all honesty.
Here's the thing.
I was
so queued up to say some stuff about him. And then I just started reading all the comments online.
Damn.
I don't have to say a damn thing.
Right.
He is not a liked person.
that's
all we have to say about it.
That's interesting, though, because, you know, social media is like such a big deal now. And anything that happens on social
God,
media, people know about it immediately.
Radio
like,
host.
What if social media folks said that they didn't like the new Hydrograd album?
I don't care.
There you go.
And
that's what I wanted to hear. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's so worried about that. No wonder he's at. It's because you're so worried about people. Like, who gives a... You're so lucky.
Most.
I can't swear right now.
I got a button in case you do.
here's my worry.
They've had me here before. They
we know. If this gets into a point where it's like, all right, it gets to fighting words, and then you try to into
words.
Each other.
Yeah.
The danger of this is, And with social media, it would be film. What? Is that maybe Chad's been training, and that's why he's got a big mouth now.
He's definitely pulling bottles to his mouth.
He's got the, those are that's
he's
five
got
girls.
Those, he's got the,
that's
he's got the brew curls. Going
that's right.
On.
But the bad news is, if you get beat up by Nickelback, you can't outlive it. You cannot outlive.
That's true.
A beating from Nickelback.
I want you to look at my face.
Are you worried?
This is me worried.
Okay, that's you scared of it.
She's not worried.
Let's just say.
Well, I want to get this one burn.
We can just read it.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a possibility that any of
promotional and that weird music does?
This is really grinding. That music stinger was the best thing of all.
98 KPU Tempe, Arizona.
He goes, this is what I would say. You can run your mouth all you want. All I know is I've been voted sexiest dude in rock wearing a mask. You've been voted ugliest dude in rock twice.
Is that true?
Without I one. Knew. Stick that up your ass. Yeah, he's definitely been voted ugliest dude in rock.
Where is that vote? Noah, is he really the ugliest dude in rock? Is he even in the, near the top? If,
I mean, he's not even in rock.
All right, let's pretend he's in rock, though. Like, among rock stars.
He's pretty good.
I think Nickelback would be rock, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
They're not good. That doesn't make them good.
Pop rock.
Yeah, okay. That's still rock.
Yeah. Especially like in the pictures with his hair like relaxed.
When he has the noodle hair?
No,
the ramen
no,
noodle hair?
Not noodle, like straightened. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Well, that phase is done.
I can't believe that he was married to Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, the Canadian.
Remember that?
You can't believe it.
Like
she was also married to the guy from Sum 41. If you're a Canadian lead singer, she'll marry you.
Mm. Wait, you can't believe that they were married? I think that's like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would
like
you?
But
douches.
But he's gross, and you know, like she's.
She's gross.
Who would you have set her up with if you could? Who's your dream partner for Avril Lavigne?
Bea Yenta.
If who would matchmake?
Bea Arthur.
I mean, the guy from Sum 41 was a good fit for her.
Clearly not.
Maybe
they got divorced.
Someone from, like, I don't know, Blink 182 or Green Day. Like, more punk rock than
But
him.
She's not punk rock.
I know, but she wants
that's
to
the
be
problem.
Punk rock.
Yeah, but,
and they're not Canadian either.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be
I think
Canadian?
There's a law.
Yeah.
Bieber? You want her with Bieber? One of the guys from Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh. See, they're not punk rock enough.
Is Third Eye Blind from Canada?
No.
Oh,
Mosh okay. In the chat says Rabba and Chad Kroeger would be a cute couple.
How about Bryan Adams? He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
No.
Alan Thicke, rest in peace.
Who should Avril Lavigne marry? We want to hear from you. 213-WIDENET.
Drake.
213-943-3688.
Have they ever?
Show me.
Show me who Avril should marry. Show me.
Show me your tits.
Show me. Show me. Show me.
You're just tuning in. That's Chad Krieger asking an interviewer or asking Slipknot to show them that they can write a hit song.
Someone in the chat linked us to this Mike Francesa clip.
Oh.
We're big fans of Mike Francesa, local sports celebrity. Or is he a national sports treasure?
He's a local, not a treasure. If he's a treasure, he should be buried treasure.
Yeah.
He's a local sports host in New York that's been on for about 30, 35 years and briefly had his show syndicated nationally, but not for very long.
Well, Cock Monkey Express share this clip.
So Monza's telling me now there's a story.
Yeah. I love it.
Maybe Mike Francesa is constipated also.
Hook him up with Avril Lavigne. Monza's telling me now that there's a story that says what Monza, because this is the story I saw on TV today said that.
Monza tells me there's a story that says what Monza?
The story Monza, very well prepared for this segment. It's like us. Monza, what are we talking about? What is it about?
There's a thing you wanted me to say. You want to do a segment? What?
Hold on, my chair's farting over here. I gotta fix that. It wasn't me. Trust me.
So, Monza, tell me now that there's a story that says what Monza? Because this is the story I saw on TV today. Said that it dealt with the Redskins and it dealt with the Supreme Court ruling that a band in Portland could use the name Slant, even though they had been turned down for trademarks.
It's first of all, let's correct him. It's not Slant. It's the Slants.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they felt that there was a right of free speech. Now you're telling me that, and the story.
They felt that there was a right.
They felt they have some rights.
It was their opinion that there is a constitution where you have freedom of speech.
I don't know. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. Apparently, the court thinks yes.
I haven't heard nothing about it.
I haven't. Was I there? Was I there in 1787? How do I know? Okay. All right. You say there's a Bill of Rights. I say maybe there's a Bill of Rights. Somebody else might say no. What do I know? You know what I'm saying? It's like the guy, the Kansas State offensive coordinator position. Maybe it gets filled tomorrow. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows?
He only knows about the Bill of Parcells.
The Bill of Parcells is excellent. Very good friend of mine. We used to go down to Manny's, you know, off the LIE. Very good view, Marzella.
Mons, have you been there? No? I'm never going to take you.
He can't afford it. Mons can't afford it. His salary.
I want to say MSNBC, I mean CNBC, but it might not have been CNBC, so it was one of the news channels, the business channels.
What info is he offering there?
He was just short-circuiting.
Oh, this is so, like, fucking...
I was watching CNBC. Oh, I might not have been about
how
it.
Is that relevant?
Oh, after CNN or Fox Business Channel.
Can he be Trump's next press secretary after Spicer steps down?
I don't know, man. You know, this is where bombing Syria or not bombing Syria? What do you want me to answer that question? What do I know? What the hell do you want me to tell you? Mons, help me out here. What's the serious situation here? No fly zone? No fly zone means you can't fly, can't wear pants with a zipper, nothing doesn't matter to me here. Mons, come on. Okay? I'll have media in here, okay? Take a chill pill, all right? Relax.
Referred to them as I did.
Sid can do it. You be Glenn Thrush asking me a question. I'm Sean Spicer. Mike Francesa in Sean Spicer's job.
Mr. Francesa, a plane was shot down over Syria today. What is the president's motivation?
Do I know what the president's thinking? Am I the president? Now, wait a second. Am I the president? Wait a second. Did I call on you? You wait for an hour and a half to ask me a question, and that's what you come up with?
Does the president believe in climate change?
Now, what kind of question is that? Will you restate the question in a way that makes sense, please? I don't understand what are you asking me.
Does the president believe?
No. What do you mean believe in climate change? What do you mean believe? What does that mean? What do you do for a living?
I'm a reporter.
You're a reporter. Okay. Do you know that I have made a fortune doing what I'm doing right now, talking in front of a microphone? Do you know that? Do you know that I have made a fortune?
Wait a second.
Who are you to be asking me about climate change here? Yeah. Mons, give me a press conference over.
Back after this. That would be the best about the press conference. You would just take like commercial breaks every 3 minutes.
And they should open up with 98 Phoenix, Tempe, Arizona.
I did as Oriental Americans, and that's now you're telling me that is the CNBC, but it might not have been CNBC, so it was one of the news channels, business channels, referred to them as I did as Oriental Americans, and that's now, you're telling me that is considered a slight if you call someone an Oriental?
You're telling me?
Oh,
I love that.
Welcome to the mid-90s.
Wait, well, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I said, welcome to the mid-90s.
Oh, yeah. This is news to
just
him.
Catching up with this.
Oriental. We have plenty of Orientals in Long Island where I live. Oriental.
I have plenty of Oriental friends.
Yeah, they all moved into Bensonhurst.
Jeremy,
I got dinner at my Oriental friends' restaurants all the time. I usually take it out though.
Christmas Eve, I'm always eating that Oriental food.
Yeah, but the Oriental food you're allowed to say, right? Because that's an inanimate object.
But people don't even say that.
Right, they don't.
Oriental rug.
Yeah, I feel like nobody wants to even tread that water. But it's not inaccurate to say Oriental food, I think.
I'm going to have some Oriental food.
It's just people.
Tonight.
The Oriental is supposed to refer to inanimate objects. So if you call a person that, it's insulting.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Oriental American, what is the proper term then? So I want to get it proper since Oriental American is now considered
person.
A slight. What would be not a slight? Asian American.
Oh,
Asian American. Okay, so let's make that
dripping
Asian American.
Dripping with sarcasm as fuck.
Oh, these people want me to respect. I gotta use two more percent of brain, a 0.% of brain power here.
Meanwhile, if it's someone call up slight in Italian, they'd be the first one.
Oh my god.
Popping
yeah.
blood.
Oh, apparently, I was told that Guinea American was inappropriate. well, what did they want to be called? Oh, Italian American.
Apparently, you can't say Guinea T-shirt anymore. Okay, fine, that's fine. Wife beat it, we'll say. Okay,
so let's make that an Asian American band, because you're telling me that using the word Oriental American is a slight?
Oh,
it says Oriental.
Yes,
he's still fighting it. He's still fighting
like,
it.
Like, does he think because he takes a stand, all Asian people are gonna be like, no, you're right?
He doesn't have even like the mental like wherewithal to just be like, okay, you know what?
So American was a banned word.
Like
Mon
if he
sounds
just
so uncomfortable.
If he would have just backed off and said, you know what? I mean, I know he would never do this, but he would just go like, look, all right, I didn't know that. Okay, fair enough. No, he has to fucking press on for another 5 minutes.
He's never wrong.
Holy fuck.
Says Oriental American was a banned word or term.
It is a banned
word.
Is it banned suing for the right to use that thing?
Yeah.
Know that either. Nor did the people who reported the story on the network this morning know what it is a banned word either. And it doesn't make any sense to me that it would be.
I guess he's saying that he only repeated it because the network repeated
it. He's such a dunderhead. Listen to what he's saying. He's saying that the people reporting on the story didn't know that Oriental was a bad word. The Oriental is not featured anywhere in the story.
Yeah.
It slants.
Yeah.
It slants, you fucking shit for brain. It has nothing to do with Oriental. You interjected that into this conversation. No one in that story on TV said Oriental.
Because they all know.
Because they all know not to say that, you fuckhead. You asshole.
Unless it's Fox News.
Yeah, that's true. Even Fox News, I feel like they wouldn't even say Oriental.
Sean Hannity would.
Has he?
He probably has.
I mean, in his personal life, I'm sure. I think even he knows that there's, like, Fox probably has memoranda.
So Francesa is the sub-Hannity.
Yeah, because who the fuck listens to Mike Francesa? He's hawking penis pills. That doesn't exactly scream huge audience. Penis pills and but hair baldness remedies.
We gotta record some of those live reads.
Yeah, fat fuck.
Me, the better it would be, but if they would like me to say Asian American, all power to it. Then I'll say Asian American. Whatever makes people.
Wow.
Is it gotten to that
so
point?
I will say
whatever I am supposed to say about doing dripping with fucking sarcasm, like syrup from a fucking maple tree, like this. Okay, Asian American, okay. Dipshit, asshole. Sorry.
Where that would be considered a slight? Oh boy.
But
if it has to be Asian, where that would be considered a slight?
He keeps going up and down like on a seesaw. By the way, can you imagine what would have to be on the other side of that seesaw for him to go up?
8 Monzes.
It's like a math question on the SAT. How many normal people equal 1 Mike Francesa?
So honestly, Mons probably weighs 450 pounds just based on the name.
Mons.
That's from all the stress eating he does.
Stress
working
eating
for him.
And the gabagool that he shows into his mouth.
But if they would like me to say,
by the way, Neil Young,
Asian American,
Neil Young.
What about Neil Young?
Young and Avril.
Canadian.
Oh,
okay.
Go back to Wait, isn't he dating Cameron Diaz or something?
What?
No.
Neil Young?
What? Show me. What?
800-year-old.
Yes.
Stop it. Cameron Diaz. Some
he
other
can do
Cameron
better.
Diaz.
He can do better. Joan Baez, maybe?
Oh, Daryl Hannah. Sorry, wrong blonde.
What? That even that
Daryl
is like.
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
Get out of here.
He's 70. She's 55. But that was like.
She's like
here.
Old 55.
No, she looks great.
Was she?
I remember recently seeing a picture of her.
Yeah,
she
was a serious not too long ago. She looked good.
Okay. Might have been a bad picture.
You're thinking of Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, he looks terrible.
No, he looks terrible.
It would be, but if they would like me to say Asian American, all power to it. Then I'll say Asian American.
Listen, I think Oriental people speak a lot of English better than you do, you fucking stupid idiot.
All power to it. All power to it.
More power, to, right? More power,
more power to you.
To them. Yeah. Mumble
mouth. Also Asian Americans, whatever makes people. Has it gotten to that point where that would be considered a slight?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
But
oh boy.
If it has to be Asian American, then it's Asian American. Okay. But the idea was that it was going to make the reason I brought it up was because it dealt with the Redskin whole thing, and that actually made the Redskin term, according to the lawyers who had looked at the ruling by the Supreme Court, permissible, was the whole idea of the story.
What?
That's the texture in which I reported it in. But I did use the word Oriental American because the story used the word Oriental American. That's why I
really
used it. And but I have to be fair, I would not have considered that a slight. Now I'm being told that's a slight. If that's a slight, we'll use Asian American. Whatever makes everybody happy.
Yeah, because that's what he's concerned about. Making people happy. Can someone produce that story that he said Oriental? I do not believe that for one second. I also just searched Daryl Hannah, and she claims she's autistic.
Really?
Yes. With Daryl Hannah, I've battled autism since childhood.
Is that true?
When I put in the slants Oriental, all the results are Mike Francesa reportedly says Oriental Americans on air. Like, every result.
Yeah.
He said it. Come on. Just own up to it. You made a mistake. Like, no one would kill you for that.
Yeah, you still have a job.
It's too dope. And he's quitting anyway.
Yeah.
Although, I just read that, like, he's now saying... He's hinting that he's being like asked not to come back, and he wants to continue working.
He'll do a podcast with Bill O'Reilly.
He'll do a podcast after this.
Mons is going to produce his podcast also.
I'm surprised Mons doesn't already have a podcast.
He does. Remember, they talked about it, wrestling thing.
They have the same podcast, the same show that Mike Francesa does.
Oh,
my
God. Rob, you should invite Mons to Squared Circle Pit.
I would love it.
Do it.
Keep learn a little bit of Mike Francesa dirt on the Squared Circle Pit.
We should try to get him on a Nobody's Watching Wrestling also. Have him be in
drag
and then like have Mike Francesa talk about
him.
Oh,
he would
drag.
Fire him. He would fire him if he saw that clip.
Probably.
Speaking of other pleasant people, Gene Simmons.
Oh.
Again. He's been in the news a lot this week. First of all, he's trying to trademark the devil horn symbol, but a very like the devil horns with the thumb sticking out, like the "I love you" sign language.
Yeah,
he's trying to trademark it for like merchandise, I guess. But it's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's such a general hand signal. And also, most people think Dio's the one that introduced it.
And
not
also,
him.
You can't, like 40 years after the fact that something's been in culture, just claim it. Like, you have to produce, when you go to trademark something, you have to produce some evidence that you invented this.
Right, and there's even interviews where he clearly stated that the reason he started doing it was in tribute to Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. So he's already, proving
those aren't
that
actual people.
Yeah. But it's copyrighted material.
Yeah,
he
clearly was copying something.
Yeah, he was copying something else that came before him, so he can't trademark it. Bullshit! It was like WWE. They tried to trademark the Too Sweet hand signal, which is almost the Rock symbol. But your thumb touches your middle and your ring finger.
This thing? Oh, no. That's
the Too Sweet. And it wouldn't get passed, so this is never going to get through. But Simmons did manage to get the entire rock world to roll their eyes collectively at his his greediness. Because they were like, Nikki Six tweeted, I think I'm going to trademark this symbol. And it was the fuck you emoji.
And Mr. Met already has that.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with Donald Trump trying to trademark you're fired?
He did.
He did?
Yeah, I believe so. For like, I think it's a limited trademark, like for clothing and whatever.
Hmm.
Or maybe it didn't pass. I don't know. We could check. Speaking of Donald Trump, Simmons had an opinion on Trump at he was asked in some interview. You got to bear with us here. Some of the audio might be a little rough at first, but then it gets good.
And I think this is something the Israeli guy might appreciate. He was interviewed by Canadian Jewish News.
Airport.
So that gives you a hint
Airport
of
News.
Tempe, 89.5.
Even though it's not necessarily the most popular position to take
these days.
But nothing is the most popular.
True.
No matter
what? He's saying you've been a big supporter of Israel, even though that's not the most popular position to take these days.
What is that? Hold on. Time out. How
but,
is that not
the
most,
popular?
How is that not the – that is the only default position in
yeah, I
to
don't,
take.
Well, I didn't realize the mainstream position is the pro-Palestinian.
Like, turn on the news anywhere. Where is there any criticism?
The only
Israel?
People, the only people I can think of is like Roger Waters. Is the only
yeah. Yeah, or and he's like lambasted for doing that constantly. Like, he's a kook.
You have a wonderful prime minister.
The point of it, of being sort of vocally supportive, it's one thing to be supportive internally, but to actually make a point of speaking out publicly?
Well, of course. You've got to be able to speak up, but I will tell you that the rest of the world, if you speak up too much in different ways, it'll turn people off.
This is who's talking? Or
this is Gene Simmons.
Oh, that really sounds weird.
Is he at a bar mitzvah?
He's at, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Whatever the PA is, it's going to go away.
He's at a promotional coffin convention.
Oh. Like the NAM
That's his
of
booth.
Coffin
yeah.
convention.
His booth at the coffin show. I will be in the row 604B.
At
Gene
the Coffin
Simmons
Show
Kiss.
2017.
Yes.
Coffin Con. Get your complimentary coffin candies. Kiss coffin candies. It's miniature coffins with little jujubes inside.
Remember, we also saw off your legs and, at no extra charge.
Donate them to Robert's mother.
Why did you need them?
I don't know.
All right.
Eating good food is the right thing to do, and dietetics is good for you, and you want to help people understand
that. Wait, what is eating good food? How did we get to that? Hold on, let's go back.
I love me some hummus.
They're selling gluten-free hummus now, Kiss.
Hummus. I'm introducing Kiss falafel, only the best falafel. It's going to be deep fried.
It'll turn people off. You know, eating good food is the right thing to do, and
just
I
don't know.
You want to help people understand that. We do that too much, and they'll turn off and go and start eating starches and all that. And it's a strange.
I think he's seen on
it. Oh, he's saying, like, if you keep telling people to eat good food, you're going to turn them off.
Yeah, like Michelle Obama. I think
yeah.
That's what he's referencing.
So what's his point, though, in regards
that
to Israel?
That any opinion you have, there's going to be backlash.
Yes, but his opinion sucks.
Sure.
Oh. Well, let's hear what his opinion
is. Everybody's lives are busy. The best place to bring it up is with decision makers and influencers. On the street, you can argue with people who believe the earth is flat. You're not going to change their mind. But they have no effect on things. It's decision makers and influencers. Those are the people that need to be spoken to.
You hear that, Israeli guy?
And what are your thoughts on the climate in the States right now under Trump's leadership? Here
we go.
And obviously with all the terrorism that's been cropping up in the Western world.
It hasn't been cropping up in America. It's been cropping up in Europe.
What? There's been like 8,000 shootings.
There was a shooting
year.
In San Bernardino last. Yeah, there was a Charleston about? Shooting.
I'm guessing
well,
he means since Trump took office.
I think he means Muslim terrorism is the only one that counts, is what it sounds like he means.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
And the people of Europe.
Can you just
and
pause
South
it for
America,
a second? So Cock Monkey Express in the chat says, Avril and the dude with the pineapple head from Counting Crows.
Oh, no.
He's Canadian? Is he Canadian?
No, he is terrible. Have you seen him lately? He's at all the Warriors playoff games.
Oh, yeah.
In the
yeah,
front
yeah.
row. He looks like a cartoon character.
He looks like a me from
like,
a Nintendo Wii.
It's like he
Wii.
Took marker and drew in exaggerated hair, like eyebrows and hair on his head. It doesn't look
you're
like
not
oh, is he doing that Ron Popeil thing when you're bald and you spray
that's
that
sort
shit.
Of what it looks like.
Wow, that's
which
bad.
I saw an elderly man the other day with that on his head, and it was like it looked like brown moss on his head, and it was hot out.
You know,
it's amazing people do that still.
It's bad when you watch the infomercial and they have time to prepare and make it the best looking way pot, and it still looks like fucking shit.
Yeah,
imagine like just some random guy at a game.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, Adam Duritz, he dated like half the women from Friends back in the day. He was a superstar with bagging celebrity women.
Was he ever attractive, Noor?
No.
No. Not even in the height of his popularity.
Jewish?
Is he really Jewish?
Duritz?
Could be.
I think so.
Could go either way. Could be German, not Jewish.
Suppose. Something tells me Adam Duritz, I believe, is...
Mr.
Rabinowitz and me.
People that live in the country.
Through the delicatessen.
Horrible, horrible band.
Always annoyed the shit out of me.
I never for one second did I like that band. I never got why they were popular.
He looks like someone on SNL playing him.
Yeah. That's
Look at this picture. Look at this.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Are you kidding me?
What are you doing? It's like if I told you that was a picture of Ron Jeremy's deadbeat son, like who just co-sunned his dad's money, you'd totally believe me. 100% you would believe me. That's what he looks like. It's absurd.
Yes, he
what
does.
What is he doing?
He looks like a only slightly less weather-beaten Ron Jeremy.
Well, maybe this is the only way that he gets attention these days.
Yeah. It just makes me sad that he can even afford courtside seats to like NBA Finals games. He should not still be that successful.
He should be playing bar mitzvahs.
Even in San Francisco, where they're from, they've got to have bigger celebrities that could be their like famous fans. It's like him and Guy Fieri are like the big Golden State Warriors fans. Come on, you're the best team in the NBA. Get better fans.
Eddie Chu from Apple, one of the Apple executives, is a big Warriors fan.
I don't know who that is.
He was the one who told, who allegedly called Rihanna a bit, like told that bitch to sit down. Or
something. Nice.
At the finals a few days ago.
That's sports arena talk.
I think it's fine. Anyway, let's. I want to hear a little bit more of this Gene Simmons clip before we cut.
He is Jewish, by the way.
It's been cropping up in Europe. And the people of Europe and South America and, of course, the Middle East, the people that live in the countries where they elect officials, if they're lucky to be in a democratic system, have to decide for themselves what the immigration policy is.
What?
In America, there are almost 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants.
What?
That's either going to continue, and I'm not giving you my opinion, that's either going to continue.
That is your opinion.
Not.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, it may not be his opinion, it just could be just wrong.
Yeah.
It's definitely wrong.
There's either going to be a ban on some countries and their immigration, or not. The people are going to have to decide.
What a prophetic. There's either going to be a ban or there's not going to be a ban.
Yeah.
The people have decided. I'm either going to get the trademark or I'm not going to get the trademark.
I don't know what to tell you.
The actual estimated number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. is 11.1 million. So off by a factor of 100 to 200%.
Where? From where?
Pew Research Center.
Okay.
Pew Research Center.
I don't know what
they just track how many shlomos are.
Came up.
The Pope. What did the Pope say?
He said this.
Pew. Said something very astute. He said walls are inhumane and not nice. Except the Vatican has a very nice big wall around it.
Oh shit! That's like InfoWars level burn.
I listen to him for 8 seconds and my brain just melts. Like I zone out.
The Pope, he said a very nice thing. He said walls are bad, but the Vatican's got a nice wall.
Yeah, this is like when you're in a doctor's office and an old man and woman, like a couple, are there waiting at the same time. You can't leave, but you have to sit there and listen to their driveling, fucking droning crap. With the wall and the immigrants and the immigrants in Israel, and you know, it's like eating the good food, and then you get the vegan food, and then starch, and then gluten. And then all of a sudden, everyone's criticizing, and all the opinions are the same. You can't criticize anyone's opinion.
Do you think he smells like BO or like 8 gallons of Dracar Noir? I think it's one or the other.
I think he smells like 8 gallons of Dracar Noir covering up BO.
Okay, fair. Yes. That works.
Taking a shower is very hot. You know, that is what the Palestinians want you to do, so I'm protesting.
He definitely does not wet his hair. When he showers,
it's very, very. It's like a frayed electrical cord. Isn't it?
It's a wig. It has to be a wig.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. There's a photo of him bald, like a paparazzi photo.
Get out of here! Where?
Let's
see
that.
Just Google Gene Simmons bald. It'll be the. It's a paparazzi photo.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, Rob.
Gene.
Okay. I'm looking. It's okay. You know, I was just kidding, Rob. Don't be mad at me. Oh, I found it.
Oh, I by accidentally wrote Gene Imus bald.
Gene Imus?
Is Gene Imus bald? I like that guy. A lot better than Gene Simmons.
Who's Gene Imus? Is that an actual person? Or are you just saying a random person with that name you would like more than Gene Simmons?
I'm saying that's a real person somewhere.
Okay.
By odds, he's a better person.
What
than
if it's Gene Imus?
Oh, no. Oh, that's so... Well, it's not Don Imus. He can be a shitty person with good relatives. Right?
Yeah. I want to say, you know how Google has related searches?
No.
Well, Google has related searches.
What?
And one of them is Paul Stanley's ear deformity, which I never knew. But
do I
want to
see this?
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Is it like a 40-pound tumor?
It's like he has no. It's like he has a little ear foreskin at the bottom of his ear.
I'll pass. I'll take your word for it.
Should we talk about the Steve Harvey thing that 80 different people linked us to during the week? Because anytime he does anything, we get links.
Haven't I been mad at enough
all
people?
Of you. I love that you guys are Steve Harvey network of linkers. So he made a joke about Flint, Michigan.
What was the context? Who was he talking to? Where was he?
He was talking to a caller from Flint.
About something unrelated. In other words, it was like, I think it was about the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was about the fight. Here we go.
Steve, calm it down. All right. You're out there now. You're over the edge. Reel it in, man. Go ahead and apologize, Steve.
What you just said. I wouldn't talk about the city of Flint. I would talk about you.
So this was after he already said it.
Jeez, you like that podcast, Tempe.
Yeah.
Tempe, Arizona.
That sounded like Wendy Williams.
All right.
For Comedy Hype News, I'm Jay Will. 2017 has not been Steve Harvey's year, seeming to find himself losing support from the people who helped push him over the years. During Harvey's most recent broadcast of his show, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he took the opportunity to make a joke about a caller from Flint, Michigan.
This guy has some great demeanor, I'll tell you.
For those who don't know, Flint has dominated headlines in the last 3 years for its water crisis, in which 100,000 residents were potentially exposed to lead from the city's water
crisis. We don't need the
backstory. That's funny because Steve Harvey had his own water crisis, remember?
That's not the water he got his ass into.
Told to the college came off.
You better get your ass in this water!
Not the Flint water. Don't get your ass in that.
100,000 residents were potentially exposed to lead from the city.
Yes, it's 42 minutes in.
Unfortunately for Harvey, the joke told to the car.
Here we go.
The man, enjoy your nice brown glass of water.
His name was not Ben. He was out of Michigan.
No,
he's still on there.
Okay, Flint Town. I'm just talking to you.
He's here for it, Steve.
No, I'm glad you're here for it.
All right, I appreciate that.
Hey, one more thing, though.
Go ahead.
Enjoy your nice brown glass of water.
Oh, God!
And these stupid
now
idiots
the came
like
after the
hearing that, too, in the studio.
But what's the context?
You were just he's saying goodbye to him.
But no,
the guy from Flint was rooting for Golden State.
Yeah, and Steve's a Cavs
fan. Steve's a Cavs fan because he's a front runner.
He's from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah? I thought he was
Chicago. Isn't that where all that shit happened? No, he has a show in Chicago. But I thought all that stuff when he stole that money from those people.
So
that was
okay.
From Ohio, at least.
So, yeah, because they were, like, going back and forth about which team was going to win. Oh. He was all worked up. And I could just see, you know, I could only hear the audio. But
yeah,
I
the wheels are turning.
The demeanor in his face on how clever he thought he was with his burn. Yeah. Enjoy that. And what an asshole thing. Like,
can I just say that if this was like at a comedy club and he was responding to a heckler and said that, it would be fine. And nobody would get upset. Like if Anthony Jeselnik said that to a heckler, I don't think it would have been a big deal.
I don't think I agree. That's a very fair statement to say. But at the same time, this is a guy whose main target audience are basically the people struggling in Flint, Michigan, like those type of people. Like lower class,
poor.
Lower middle class,
poor.
I don't want to say that.
Keep digging that hole, Rob.
But
poor Asian American.
I can't even say that anymore.
Because the Orientals.
And so he's punching down really at his demo. It's like, it's very insensitive. And it's like, what's the joke?
Yeah, it's worse because Anthony Jeselnik is that's his gig. In other words, he insults everybody. Like, there's context for it. And Steve Harvey is like a Mr. Advice man, you know, and then he.
But
like,
is that what his radio show is?
No. But I mean, he has a public persona
right.
that encompasses that. And he's like supposed to be this fucking benevolent guy. And here he is shitting on a community that is being poisoned, that is largely African-American. I mean, really? Like, that's a fucking just a scumbag move. Like, forget whether it's funny or not. And on top of that, it wasn't even really funny. It's just like the whole joke is Flint has dirty water.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got $90 billion from your 83 TV shows. What are you doing about it?
Fair.
Are you fixing anything? Are you,
donating
any money? No, you're making fucking jokes on an inane radio show.
While profiting off of off of this person, essentially. There's ads around these shitty jokes.
Scumbag. Is there any more audio to that, or is just...
I think that was the end of it.
I'm glad you said that. They should tie this fuck down in this mansion and force him to drink that shitty water.
Enjoy your nice brown glass of water.
So vile.
Vile. Off
the show with such
contempt.
Yeah, like,
and
it's really
screaming.
Gross. Like, yeah, like, calm down, bitch.
You know, and she's just as bad. Because,
yeah.
like, you're so bad. Ooh,
yeah, calling out.
Fuck you. How about, like, what are you talking about? Drink a brown glass of water.
Flint Florenstein in the chat says, hashtag flush Steve Harvey.
Yes, please.
Sure. And Cock Monkey Express says, Avril and the singer from Live.
Ah.
Ed Kowalczyk? The most random cameo in the movie Fight Club. Still don't know why the fuck he was in that movie.
Right.
Throws me off every time I watch that movie. Like, why is... What?
Just so that it can come up right now.
Yeah.
Remind me who he is in Fight Club again.
He's just like one of the waiters that knows about, like, Tyler Durden. Like, says, I know the first rule or something. He's got, like, a black eye.
Mm.
He's in, like, one scene.
How about Avril Lavigne and Katie Lang?
Katie Lang can do better.
Sure, but I'm just saying.
They're like a one-night thing. They meet at like the Grammys and hook up in a bathroom. Sure.
Maybe like 1992 Katie Lang could do better. She's
I think
not,
she's still,
not that relevant.
Oh, wait,
she
I
probably
got
looks
it.
Exactly the same, though. She's
how,
the same.
How about Avril and Alanis Morissette? Is she Canadian?
But Alanis Morissette's not gay, though.
Well, she had a change of heart.
I guess Avril's not gay either. Mm. Wait, she what? She was gay and changed?
No. Just for fun.
Oh.
So we're talking marriage.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. How about Frank? Is Frank... I know Frank is gay. I was saying, is she Canadian?
I don't think... Maybe.
Frank is like Katie Lang, but like a little more gay.
I've never heard of her.
Gay-D Lang.
Yeah. Frank is like a male drag singer.
How's it spelled?
Phranc.
But is she even still performing like that? She's like 90s, right?
I don't know, but I just saw a picture of Frank like currently, and she looks like an old man now.
Mission accomplished, I guess.
She actually looks like Matt Dillon.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But like Matt Dillon's old uncle.
So like the one from Entourage. Kevin Dillon.
Yes.
There you go. We all aim for Matt Dillon, and we end up having to settle for Kevin Dillon. That's just life for most of us.
This episode has gone many different corners.
How about Avril
Diverse.
And Gordon Lightfoot?
Sure.
Bob, I sent you a picture of a Frank album cover. Tell me your thoughts.
Oh, let's see. Oh, okay.
You hit that?
It just... looks like a very excited lesbian. It's just, I don't know.
I think
kind of looks like Paula Poundstone.
Or no.
Without the hair.
She looks like a regular, you know, average handsome man. She doesn't look like Paula Poundstone, freak looking weirdo.
Paula Poundstone looks neutral.
Didn't she have a scandal where she molested children?
Yeah, I remember that happening, but I don't know. I think she might have been exonerated.
Oh, is that right?
I think it was like adopted kids or foster kids or something.
Yeah, and she was accused of molesting them.
Yeah, but I think she's like got a career now, so I feel like she must have been exonerated.
But regardless of all that, she's very weird looking. Let's be real.
But I mean, it was the 80s. Elaine Boozler was weird looking. Everybody was weird looking. Then Bobcat Goldthwait was weird looking.
Yeah, that's true. I'll put him in that same bit.
Now
Elaine Boozler just looked like an average Long Island Jew woman.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Paula Poundstone looked like an average 1980s, like, sexually confused, like, stage performer.
Yeah, she looked like, she had the demeanor of, like, a 19-year-old sexually confused person in a 35.
She was dressed like those ska fans that Vincent was talking about.
Yeah!
The close-by hat, the suspenders.
Suspenders, she wears suspenders.
She's just
stage.
Really into ska, that's all.
Not funny at all, by the way.
Yeah.
Awful.
It was a different time.
Well, let's get to some voicemails.
Yes, please.
And also, we had a hate mail, didn't we?
Yes, we have a few hate mail.
A few?
Yes.
It's two. Exciting.
Here's one from Chelsea.
Hey, guys. This is Chelsea from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, hey.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for all the laughs.
You're welcome.
Shit's been going on in my life right now, but... I always, towards the end of the day, I always try to listen to archives or recent episodes, and it makes life not seem so grim anymore.
Aww.
But thank you for what you guys do. It's always hilarious listening to you guys and all the stupid, funny jokes that are made, and looking forward to hearing the next podcast.
We're here to help.
We want to give
you
a hug, Chelsea.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Yeah.
Group hug.
We do it for you.
And if you want to talk,
and all of our other listeners,
213 Wide Nut
during the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't answer.
And if you, and by the way, if you want to leave a voicemail like this, you could, if you go to metalinjection.net/livecast, scroll down, you'll see the SpeakPipe widget. If you're on your computer, you have a microphone, you could use your computer microphone to record a voicemail. If not, you could use your phone. I believe you have to download an app.
I'm sorry, you done?
No, I was also going to say, if you don't want to do that and you have a phone with a voice recorder on it, which most smartphones do, you could just email us your voice memo to hatemail@metalinjection.net, or just send us hate mail. Send us a text-based email. We'll read that on air.
I just wanted to say that I relate to that call, because I've been in situations where everything seemed so grim and I didn't want to live anymore. And nothing is that grim. Like, no matter how shitty things are, there's sun's going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
And you can always plow through it. It's always better to be alive than not be alive.
True. Yeah, and I feel like one good hearty laugh kind of reminds you of, oh, yeah, you know, living's not so bad.
Show me. It's not, yeah, listen, you know, not all your problems are going to be solved, but, you know.
It gets better.
It does get better.
Show me.
The cliche.
Right one.
But it does get better. It's true. It's a cliche because it's true.
Well, show me. Great one.
We got another voicemail from a familiar person.
Yes, this is the one and only Steve Harvey calling into my favorite podcast of Atheist Haters. Y'all want something to hate on? How about this? Why don't y'all enjoy your nice, brown, crusty-ass slice of New York pizza? Honestly, y'all motherfuckers could deal with some lead in your pizza. That improves the taste. You need to get your ass in this Chicago deep dish, delicious casserole goodness. And you know, only the best deep dishes are made at Trump Towers. Well, that's all there is from me. Tune into my radio show next week where you'll hear me say that I wish it was Bernie Sanders that got a cap in his ass at that baseball practice.
That may be. Of all the hateful things Steve Harvey has said, saying that New York pizza is worse than Chicago pizza is the number one worst
thing. Has he actually said that?
No, I meant this Steve.
Oh, Harvey. Okay.
I feel partially responsible for that bad impression. But
I had like moments of cringe, but then moment of like legit laughing.
The material was funny.
Yeah.
The voice was
questionable.
Yeah. He needs to see an allergist.
Podcast. Like a fruit compote. That's the first thing. The podcast. Apostrophe podcast. Can you fill a whole podcast with talking about fruit compote?
Or it could be a podcast about potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Pote apostrophe cast. Yeah. Those could be warring podcasts. Yeah.
Or Rob could have a podcast.
No apostrophe. Yeah. Or you could talk about hippopotamuses and then two apostrophes.
It's actually a pot network.
One on either side. Pottery. Yeah.
Too far.
Look how diverse we are.
Listen, if you listen, don't steal any of these ideas, please.
Yeah, these are big,
they're
these
all
big
in the
time
making.
Money ideas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Applied copyright.
We got some hate mail. We got two pieces of hate mail. And I like this hate mail. This poses a good question that I look forward to all of us addressing. And again, also, you know, if you're listening to the show, if you're a long time and you're like, oh, I was always wondering about this one thing, feel free to email us, hatemail@metalinjection.net, and ask us the question. Sid, you would appreciate this email because it was written in Comic Sans font.
Nice, my dude.
And all capital letters.
It was written in the title case.
I don't know
How do you know it's a dude?
It's from a person named Rob with two B's.
There you go.
That could be a lady.
No.
How many misspellings?
He already misspelled his first name.
So subject,
that's how it was. Rob writing to you. It was like he owes his secret way of disguising himself.
Rob never figure it out.
With two B's.
Rob Pasbon. They'll never get it.
Come on, guys. So Rob writes, the subject is a naive person writes. He goes, I was just wondering, parenthesis, sat here at work, if you guys all care so little about the Jewish religion, why do you refer to yourselves as Jewish?
Good question.
I was baptized in a Christian church and even went to church on Sundays for a short while as a kid, but I in no way consider myself to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. Norse paganist, maybe, but Christian? No. Or is that not how it works? Literally have no idea. Smiley face.
Do you want to feel that or should I feel that?
Go for it.
My answer is evolving on this issue because most of my life I would have answered this way. I would say that I think there's more to being Jewish than being religious and in a way that other religions don't share. Like Christianity is based around believing in Jesus. And, you know, Islam is based around, you know, teachings of Muhammad. But being Jewish is, in America anyway, is more of a cultural thing. And it's also a religion, but they are not necessarily married to each other. But I've been reading a lot of stuff, and I really think that it may be a disservice to call yourself Jewish when you're an atheist. Because, like, in other words, it kind of lets religion, like religious people, have more of a foothold over the conversation by adding people to their ranks that are not really religious.
What was that column that you linked me to that was a really good read about it? It was from a Jewish guy.
It was from David Silverman,
right.
President of American Atheists, I think is the group.
Yeah.
And he said, in his book, he expands on it way more than that clip I sent you. But yeah, he says that like the things that we call Jewish, like, you know,